in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy B-Easy.
It's your boy L.
And, you know, it's going to get cold tonight.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hope y'all bundled up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I want the cold to come. I want the freezing rain to come.
No, I don't need that.
I want the snow to come.
Nope, I don't need that.
Bring it.
I don't care if it's cold. I don't need the sleet or the ice or none of that.
That's what I want.
Why? Because so you don't have to go to work?
There you go. Shut shit down for a
little
bit.
You about to be out for 2 weeks.
Three, really. Well, Tuesday's the last day.
See? Don't dampen my... I need to make all the money I can get. And you know why.
Why?
That ain't none of their business.
What do you mean?
I need it, baby.
You called it.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was good, man. Shit. Regular day. I didn't do too much. I definitely didn't watch that much.
You did?
Nah, I went out to eat Wednesday night with the guys from the. I'm part of a mentorship.
Okay.
At the school, so we took the guys there to takoyaki, ramen, and sushi. I hope that's right.
That's the new place?
Yeah.
The one by Angry?
Yep.
Oh, how did they like it?
Oh, they did. They liked it a lot. It's the first time I had ramen. Real ramen. Not no damn plastic, you know, the packaged noodle ramen. Not the $3-4 ramen.
Oh, okay.
The kind with, you know, beef, noodles. Chicken, shrimp.
Yeah, egg in it, in yours?
Nah, I told him no egg. I don't need egg. Egg's disgusting.
You can't say they're disgusting. You just don't. You say, I don't like eggs.
I know. I don't like eggs.
You don't like no kind of eggs?
Nope. I don't like the taste of it, the smell of it, any of that. Yep, yep. But that's all I really did. Why, you eat eggs?
Come on, man. Like 95% of the world eat eggs.
I'm glad to be a one percenter.
I said 95.
I'm a 1%er, man.
What's the 1%?
That's motorcycle terms.
I know a 1% motorcycle. I'm talking about what's the 1% of people that don't like. You don't eat nothing with egg in it?
No. No, I eat, you know, everybody eats cake and shit. I just don't eat egg itself, like as a solid.
You had like egg trauma back in growing up?
I think the last time I had egg, my dad was like, go ahead and eat your food. It was breakfast time in the morning. Go ahead and eat your food. Eat your food. I was like, I don't like egg. You know, when your mom ain't around, it kind of enforced the muscle on you. Like,
so he made you eat it.
Yeah, one of those. You don't know what you like. One of those.
Did you eat it and throw up?
Yeah, definitely did.
Hmm.
Definitely did. I hate the egg taste.
How old were you?
I had to be like, probably like 5 or 6.
So you letting 5-year-old L make dietary decisions.
Hey, guess what? If I taste a little piece of egg on something, I spit it out now. Fried rice with egg in it. I have a pile of egg and a pile of onions if they don't take it out.
You like have the palate of a 5-year-old.
I do. Because I don't eat mustard. I don't eat grits.
No onions, what else? You don't eat tomatoes either?
I eat tomatoes. I don't eat soft hot dogs.
What?
Yeah.
What's a hard hot dog?
A skinless hot dog like a Sabret, Nathan's. They call it skinless because they're like, when you bite into it, it got that snap, the skin.
But I mean, so you don't eat...
I don't eat those pink hot dogs y'all in the country be eating.
What are you talking about, y'all in the country? That's a poor thing. That's not a country thing.
It's not a poor thing.
That is a poor thing.
They go down to, what's the name of that gas station over there we just passed?
That's Pats. Those are cheap hot dogs. Yeah, they that's a poor thing. Them hot dogs like a dollar.
Yeah, people love them. Love them hot dogs.
They just love it because everybody say they love it. Those not the best hot dogs in the city.
What's the best hot dogs in the city? Is it grilled or is it broiled? No, boiled. Boiled hot dogs.
I like Dash and Dog flavor, but they hot dogs too big.
Why, they got to like the sausage dogs?
They not sausage dogs, but they real big hot dogs.
Oh, almost like the colossal.
Yeah, it's like that. They don't need them that big.
Do they cut them in half?
No, I don't think so.
I think if they cut them in half, put them on the grill and let them cook like that.
That's how, what's the Buddies? That's how Buddies do their hot dogs.
Oh, they got hot dogs and Buddies?
Yeah, they split them and grill them.
Yeah, I like that.
Best in the city. That dude, it's a dude who got like a little hot dog cart, and he'll be in front of over there by KFC.
Oh yeah.
His hot dog's pretty good.
Peterson.
Young boy. Shout out to him.
Yeah, his sausage dogs are good.
Hey, yo. Yeah, his sausage. He got a good chili.
It got a good chili. It's a, like chili. A sweet kind of.
Yeah, he got a good chili.
Yeah, I had one. Some of the best in the city.
I don't think I ever had. EDK got good hot dogs.
Get out of here.
Yeah, EDK got good hot dogs.
I still never ate there.
That's crazy. Who else? It was somebody else I was just about to say. I said Dash. They say Del May got good hot dogs too.
Yeah, I think those are those country dogs though.
Oh, I don't know.
They pink on the outside and gray on the middle.
Yeah, I don't mess with them cheap dogs. Yeah,
my parents used to kill those. Back in the day when.
You got siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Why? No.
You get more bang for your buck. Yeah. Nah. You got kids, you know, them kids gonna eat them hot dogs up.
Nah, they liked them because, you know, when I was younger, we used to come down south to, mm-hmm. you know, for holidays and whatever. And they would stock up on spice ham
mm-hmm.
and those hot dogs.
Oh, and take them back up north?
And the hot sausage links. The red sausages with the gray in the middle, too.
With the gray in the middle.
Yeah. Mm. It's just like the hot dogs, but they're just like spicy sausage.
You talking about Roger Woods?
Nah.
They
look just like the red hot dogs, you know.
But they sausage.
They sausage. Yeah.
You be putting post stuff on country when it just be post stuff.
Nah, man. That's country shit.
Nah, man. Most of the time you get that at a little gas station store. They'll boil the hot dogs. They be sitting in the water all day. You get your hot dogs, some chili, $2 hot dogs back in the day. But now hot dogs is $4 a piece.
Telling you.
Yeah. They be taxing on them hot dogs.
A pack of Nathan's for like four is like $7. It's like $6.99.
For a pack of Nathan's?
Yeah.
They sell them by the eight though.
I know, but I'm just saying. That's how much the ratio would be.
Oh, I got you.
So
I got you.
If it's eight of them, it's going to be $12.
Yeah, they pretty much up there.
Yeah.
I hope that ain't an AC.
Why, you cold?
Nah, I just don't want, the temperature's dropping. From the time I got stopped earlier to the time you came and picked me up, the temperature dropped like 5 degrees.
You know I wasn't going to come get your ass, right?
I'd have called an Uber.
I was waiting for this.
What?
So a long time ago, I seen a car accident
mm-hmm.
with two people trapped in the cars.
Yeah.
And I pulled over, helped the people out of their cars.
Uh-huh.
So I was super tight. Like my adrenaline had me all rushed. And, yeah. You know, because one of the cars flipped over in the ditch.
Oh, wow.
So I had to break the trunk open.
How long ago?
Probably about 5 years ago. Oh, okay. 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
No, it might have been, could have been longer. Well, I had to break the trunk to climb through the trunk to get to the people. It was two old people and they flipped upside down.
They tried to put you in like you got them hurt or something?
Hmm?
They tried to like say it was your fault, you pulling them out, got them hurt or something? Or?
No, I didn't get to the part yet.
Okay.
So the other old guy that he was stuck in his car, you know, further down the way, his door was all messed up. So I had to break his glass and, you know, kind of pry the door open and get him out of that way. So I'm super tired. So I go and I sit on the edge of the flipped over car after the ambulance and all that stuff get there.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy, B-Easy, rides by.
What? You see me ride by?
Hold on. He rides by.
Uh-huh.
And he calls me a few minutes later. Abo, you a'ight? Abo, you a'ight? And he rides by. You know how long I was saving this story?
How long ago was this?
Shit. You was in FedEx truck.
Oh, I was in a FedEx truck?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You dead.
Abo, you a'ight?
Where were you?
On McKeever. That curve around McKeever.
It was in the morning?
No, it was daytime.
Oh, I remember that. I do remember that. Hey, yeah.
I ain't fuck with you after that.
I remember that.
I ain't fuck with you after that.
Cause you, why?
And after that, I seen you in the barbershop. You came in. I was in the chair. You was like, hey, what up, Bo?
You ain't spoke?
Had to hit you with the head nod. You know how long I've been saving that.
I do remember that. But I knew. But what car were you driving?
My Lincoln. My old Lincoln. My gray Lincoln. But the Lincoln wasn't in the accident.
Your car was behind this.
Yeah. And I seen.
I do remember that.
Hey, Bo, you alright?
But I knew it wasn't. I knew you wasn't
you
in the accident.
Know,
I did
you
know.
You asked. Hey, Bo, you alright? What happened, man? I said, nah, the car over there. I'm going to call you back.
You was mad because I didn't stop?
I was like, damn.
Which way? I was headed toward Florence.
Yeah.
I was getting off there.
I was like, this nigga don't fuck with me like that.
Nah, that's not true.
I'm done with him.
This nigga, you held on to that for 5 years.
Oh, I held on to
this
that.
This is longer than 5 years.
It was.
Y'all, and this nigga called me not petty. He ain't never called me petty. He said I'm an asshole.
Nah, what you mean?
Particular. That's... And this nigga been holding on to this for 6 years.
Could be. Or longer.
It might be longer.
It could be longer. I got the pictures on my phone.
Of the cars?
Yeah.
Not the picture of me zooming by?
Nah. I was so shocked.
You didn't know that was me.
Yes, I did. We eye to eye. Because the cars, you know, you had to go one by one, had to pass. And I was out of breath, like super out of breath. Like my adrenaline got me moving.
I just remember seeing it. I remember seeing the cars. Because they was they facing going toward Darlington?
I don't know. They was all flipped around, and one, like I said, one was upside down in the.
I do vaguely remember you, your Lincoln,
yeah,
being back there. It's a reason why.
Ain't no good reason.
I was in a work truck. What
like I said, I wasn't gonna pick your ass up today.
Did you need a ride? Well, you all right?
Yeah, that's what you said. We got to.
What if I had not called? Period.
Nah, it's still fuck you. It was still there.
But I did call to make sure.
That made it worse, I think.
Because I called?
Yeah, I think so.
I had to get to a spot where.
Because if you just roll by.
But see, I had to get to a spot where I could have turned around in that truck. I was in the big truck or the van. You don't remember?
The big truck.
I was in the big truck.
Because the slide door was open and you rolled by and looked
oh,
at
my,
me.
Oh, my leg was hanging. I was in the big truck. So yeah. I had to make sure I got to a spot where I could turn around if you needed me to turn around.
Nah, you didn't even try that.
Nah, that's what it was. That's yep. Why it took me a while to get. And then I had to get, because, so really, when you drive them trucks, you're not supposed to be on your phone.
I got you.
Yeah, so.
All I heard was.
Let me call this nigga.
Nah, I think the call what made it worse.
This is before, but we look eye to eye and I just keep going.
Yeah,
that's bad.
I think we set like.
We ain't did no head nod.
Nah, I'm telling you.
We did a head nod?
Yeah.
Did like, I point?
You was almost on the lanes.
Oh, this nigga putting
the lanes ain't even that.
Did it?
Think about it. If I'm on, say I'm in the ditch.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the edge of the car. I remember. Yeah. Sitting on the edge of the car. That's almost like arm length. That's
you was a on lane the, apart. You was on the other side.
No, was it?
You wasn't on my side of the road.
I was on the other side.
You was on the other side. I remember that.
But everything was, there was nobody else.
You was in the ditch. How was that arms length apart if you was in the ditch, man, and I was in my regular lane?
I could have threw a rock and hit you right. Man, you that's how close we were, man.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
So you've been holding that in your heart for all of this time. Why you ain't let me know?
Because you know what? I said, you know what? I do away with it.
You bet you didn't.
I did do away with it.
That's
we on the show together. I tell you, when you came in the barbershop, I was like, man, fuck that nigga.
What barbershop you was in that I went to?
That's how long ago it was.
Which barbershop was it?
The same barbershop we go to.
You still go to?
Nah, I haven't been there in a while.
6 years?
Long. Hit it with that. Yeah, what up, man?
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I remember you giving me the cold shoulder at the barbershop. I was like, oh, I guess he might think I ride with the other side or something. I did not know it was because of that.
What other side, man?
But we weren't really tight like that then.
We were tight enough.
We was?
Man, we spent nights out, nights out together.
At the club and stuff?
The club, man. There's times I've been to, come on, man.
I'm trying to think back then. Oh, because this was.
You know how many times?
Yeah, this was.
This is after the club days.
Yeah, because this was after, yeah. This was after the club days. This was after you had your studio in Dollar Center and all of that.
Nah, that was at the same time.
No, but I'm saying this was after you hadn't had it. Like, you opened it already. It was already open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not that you had moved or nothing like that, but yeah.
That's where I was coming from. I was coming from the studio.
Oh, so you were coming to Florence?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. But the wreck was on the other side. But I do remember your car.
Yeah.
But your car was on this side, though.
Yeah, because I was going to Florence.
Exactly. So I knew you weren't in the wreck.
You didn't know.
Bro, your car was pristine. That's this nigga was holding this in his heart for this long time.
Yeah.
I was sitting beside this nigga all this time. And you know, he on this side for y'all.
Nah, because you know.
But he was seething.
You turn another cheek sometime.
You ain't turn the cheek. You turn the other cheek and come around and smack me with the backhand. That's what happened. I shouldn't have picked your ass up because I remember.
Picked your ass up.
And it had to be the summer. It was September.
It was 76 degrees.
76. You had the doors open. You had your shorts on. Your Nikes was poking out.
There you go. You had one leg hanging out.
One leg hanging out the truck.
Talk about, you all right, Bo?
You all right, Bo? Hey, Bo.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah. Man, this nigga was holding this hurt in his heart all this long time.
Yeah, man. When you called me today, what happened? Hey, where you at? I'm on the way.
Yeah, but I asked you, was you all right? If you wasn't all right, I'd have, you know, sent the troops.
I think that's what made it worse, when you asked if I was all right.
If you would have been like, nah, I'd be like, all right, you need something?
Too late.
Nah. What, you want me to stop traffic?
Nah, trust me, if I seen you sitting on the car, flipped over.
Hey, but your car pristine, just call me.
Hold on now.
If I see
you sitting outside of your car anywhere, if you got out to check your tire and I pull by, I'm going to stop. If you got out of your car and looked at your tire, oh, man, nah, I'm good. I'm just checking my tire. Okay, all right. Then I'm going to go ahead.
Man, one
your
time.
Your ass is like this.
Man, one time I was on the way back to Columbia. I used to we used to record here in Florence. I was living in Columbia. I was driving back to Columbia, and a deer ran into the side of my car. And Blaze had passed by because he was living here, but he was going to his mom's house.
Yeah,
I seen that white 650 flying by. He was like, "Hey, Bo, you good?"
He kept on going.
Kept going. I was like, "Nah, I'm straight, man." Kept going.
Yeah,
but I didn't hold it in my heart for 7 years.
7 years.
You gonna die with it. You gotta let it out.
They say I'm like 50 Cent though. They say because I'm a cancer. I don't know.
I don't believe in that stuff.
That's what people believe in it. I don't see it.
Do you believe in it?
Nah, I don't see it.
Word. I did not know he was holding that in his heart.
Nah, it was gone. It was
How can
gone.
I make it up to you? You need a ride?
Bobby Lunch.
What do you want to do first? You want to do emails or what we watch?
Yeah, let's
first?
Get into emails, baby.
All right. Whew. All right, we got one from the homie Vic. It says, did he do it? Yes. Said, hey, fellas, this one is going to be short for real this time. Speaking of, hey, Cheryl, waves, LOL. I still laugh at, shout out to Vic, so zero offense taken. But while we're on the topic, that entire truck driver figure convo absolutely warranted a pause. Y'all had me rolling though, left my ass off.
What we say about the truck driver?
You said I had a truck driver physique or something like that, if I can remember straight.
Oh, no. I said the stud was built like a truck driver, and he was like, "I'm built like I'm a truck driver." I was like, "Yeah, built like you, nigga." Same outfit and all.
She said, "Also, now she used my government." Brandon is right about the pretty looking studs. It was even a trend not that long ago on the rainbow side of TikTok, where the lesbian switches.
That
normally dress more masculine, then did the switch to show how they look, dress more feminine. A lot of them might have got y'all. Oh yeah, a lot of them did look good. I saw some of them videos.
What's she doing on the rainbow side?
What's she doing on the rainbow side?
She over there?
She on both sides.
Okay.
Can I tell that?
Too late now.
Yeah, sorry. About the Diddy Doc. Y'all don't think Cassie was a doppelganger for Misa Hilton? That first girl he stole off somebody?
I'll be sure is baby mother.
Yeah.
The son of, I mean, the father of.
One of them boys, the oldest one.
What's his name?
Not Christian? Justin.
Not Christian.
Christian, right?
Nah, Quincy.
Quincy.
Yeah, Quincy.
A doppelganger? No. Doppelganger mean y'all look just alike.
Look alike, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they look alike. No. Not Misa. Misa was, everybody know Misa from that Biggie video.
Yeah, she was in the, she was in the hot tub with him.
Yeah, and she didn't look like that outside of that video, like the braids and stuff like that. She didn't look like that.
She says, I swear it's like he was just duplicating her with Cassie, which makes me wonder why she hasn't spoken about much about things. So Eric Sermon, which was her girlfriend, his girl, they were together or something like that, mm-hmm. but he was in the movie. He told a story about how Diddy walked up to the window and tried to swing on him, and they went around the corner and all that. Mm-hmm. He was on the Breakfast Club, and then after he was on the Breakfast Club, because he said him and her had spoken for a while, mm-hmm. and then she put out a statement, and she was like, she tired of people keep bringing this stuff up and making her, you know, go through the trauma again and all kind of stuff. It was a lot of stuff in her statement, but she basically not speaking on it because she's just trying to like keep her peace from what she was, you know, from what I got from the
she's still a baby mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't think she went through it. No, she's not a baby mother.
I think they do got a kid.
Nah,
together.
They don't have a kid.
They don't got no kids together?
Uh-uh. No. Nah, because Justin Quincy is not his.
But he adopted him though, didn't
he? Yeah, he adopted him.
Yeah, so.
But I don't think she went through as much as Cassie. Because I think Misa was known for being out and about. Look at a picture with Suge.
Didn't she? Which one of them dated Suge first? Didn't one of them date Suge first?
I don't know, but I think there was Diblin' Misa and.
They said it in the.
Misa and Mary J used to go to California and hang out with Snoop. I mean, hang out with Suge and them.
One of them said, they said it in the document. I think it was her that dated Suge first. I can't remember. I don't know. Mm. Said she actually had a lot to do with the fashion. A lot of his early artists and was featured on the doc about hip hop fashion called The Remix. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's been real quiet, which leads me to wonder about Lorianne Gibson, because she was around during all the making the band shows.
Oh, that's that choreographer.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom cap, boom bap, or whatever. It was one phrase she always used to say, and then they used to pick at her about it, whatever. Same thing with that assistant turned executive, Capricorn. Capricorn was in the movie. Right? Yeah, Capricorn was in the movie.
Yeah, that was the
That's the one
KK.
Who
That's KK?
That's the one who went with him to the Kid Cudi situation where she said he
her KK.
Same with Farnsworth Bentley. I remember watching in real time and all of them were on all of those shows back then, and aside from that one lady, we haven't heard a peep from them. And Farnsworth was literally right there as a shadow holding the damn umbrella over Diddy for a good minute, but not a word about any of the craziness. It's weird. I mean, no one owes us anything, but it's odd not to hear from major players that were around him.
You know what I think?
What?
Farnsworth, possibly Misa, all of them were involved in certain stuff, so they're not going to bring up. They don't want no light shine on them.
Maybe, but if they were involved, people would mention them as far as like negative stuff.
Yeah,
I think their name would come up, like Farnsworth went and got the coke. Maybe he was just a regular assistant, and when shit got too weird, he just dipped out. Because after a while, he went on and was with his people in Atlanta. He was in videos and stuff, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
I wonder. Or did he didn't trust him and didn't have them around certain shit?
Or maybe these people spoke up, because I remember on Making the Band, Lorianne and Diddy got into it.
Yeah.
And she basically quit one time, and then he bought her back. That was 20 years ago.
Did she come all the way back?
I can't remember. I know she either got fired or quit because they got into a heated debate. And it was, they was on fussing and he was like, get the cameras out of here or whatever. And then you could hear him.
She was like, you ain't going to be talking to me like this.
And
yeah, I remember that.
So maybe Farnsworth and Lorianne was one of them people where like, I don't need you to talk to me like this or treat me like this. I can go do my own thing. And maybe that's what they did. She says, also I'm confused about the co-founder that owed 25% of Bad Boy and how he lost out on his portion. No, he ain't lost out on his portion.
He signed it over.
Yeah, he signed it over out of fear of bodily harm.
Not bodily harm.
Yeah, he said they had bats and shit. And he had like a couple of security guards.
I know.
It sounded like he sold it to Diddy's mom or got tied up somehow. Aside from the sexual coercion he spoke about at the end. Yeah, so I think they said that instead of the stuff being in Diddy's name, to keep the money in case something happened, you know, that he got sued, it was in his mother's name.
Yeah, they originally put it all in her name once that first tragic happened.
Oh, once the stampede or whatever at the school.
Yeah.
CCNY, is that what it's called?
I forgot the name of it. It's the Boys and Girls City College.
Yeah, City College in New York.
Yeah.
If y'all remember how he lost his money, can you share light? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, but at that point in time, I don't really think they really had a lot of money. So unless he go back to working a regular job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he, you know, because people like that, once they get in the industry, a lot of those people, they'll try to stay around the industry and not make any money, but don't get a regular job.
Yeah.
To sustain their life or whatever. And that's probably what he did because he became homeless or whatever. So, and what did you think about the jurors that had to speak about the case? She said, honestly, I didn't care for either of them. Still felt like they were giving opinions, not a real take on what happened during deliberation. Plus, did y'all know the jury wasn't sequestered? How could they possibly have not been influenced when they were getting on social media as soon as they got home each day?
Oh, they were. I don't think they're allowed to do that.
If they weren't sequestered, then they could do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, before the case, if they were allowed to get on social media and all of that, I feel like it would have swayed them to convict him of the stuff as opposed to what, you know what I'm saying, him not getting convicted of, you know, the bigger charges. Because most of the people on social media was talking so negatively about him or whatever. But
yeah,
I ain't really paid too much attention to him. I saw somebody talk about the older guy. He was like, you know, why? I think he said something like, why would she go back or something like that? You know what I'm saying? That's what he couldn't understand. But I think people are caught, like, especially people that's on social media. It's a certain like way that people on social media talk and speak about certain things. Mm-hmm. When a lot of times people in the real world, they don't talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like not malicious. It's just how people are before they're educated. So like if somebody gets sexually assaulted or raped or whatever, right? Like at a hotel, the first thing a lot of people will say is, well, what was she doing at the hotel that time of night? You know what I'm saying? That's, in their mind, a logical way of thinking as opposed to thinking like, well, you just shouldn't sexually assault people.
Yeah.
Or people that think like, what was they wearing? You know what I'm saying? People have that kind of thought process before thinking a step further. But that's what I thought about the old man with the girl. Mm-hmm. I think she was just young and I don't know if she was a fan of Diddy, but her, if I was her, I wouldn't have said some of the stuff because it made it look like she was a fan.
Was that us here talking about later on they found out that one of the jurors was, at the beginning they asked her, did she know Diddy and all that? And she said she never heard of him and stuff like that. Well, they end up finding pictures of him together later on in the club and stuff like that.
Nah, that might have been once a fun time in music. Y'all talked about it on there?
Nah.
Yeah, that wasn't here.
I wonder.
Yeah. But I have seen a lot of people. I saw that picture, but I was scrolling. What did she say? Crazy. Last thing. Do y'all remember them saying Diddy was mostly sober until he got addicted to pills? Yeah. That means he was sober. Excuse me. Doing a lot of foul shit. And that's the part that makes it more disturbing. Anyway, it was a well done doc, but none of it was really new information. Still appreciated getting more full scope of things. Last thing. Have y'all seen some of the fallout commentary of people coming at 50 Cent since it's aired? Yeah.
Yeah.
But people been saying those people have been like defending Diddy. I don't look at it as defending Diddy.
Yeah, the couple of ones I seen was the same thing. Why kick a man while he's down and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why try to tear down a black man and another black man trying to tear down another black man, that type of stuff.
Hey, I'm like 50. If we enemies, we enemies.
Yeah.
Forever.
And you'll hold it in your heart.
Forever.
But yeah, I have seen a lot of that. I don't know. I got my own fish to fry.
Yeah, I don't follow it that much. Like all the extra stuff, I don't know.
Like 50 came at Marlon for something Marlon said. A lot of stuff though they've been saying in that documentary ain't really all the way true.
Yeah, you're right. There are certain things that you're like, this is opposite, or you know, it might be flipped around. There's a couple things that's like that.
Yeah, like I think we talked about it last week, like the funeral thing. Like how he said he paid for the funeral, like yeah. How they painted that picture, they saying that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it was a scene in the movie when they were talking about like Biggie going back to California.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played a clip of him. And I remember he did the interview with Torre. And he was like, man, I'd be scared to death. Like somebody trying to kill me. They played that like within that time. But when he shot that interview, it was like around the time his first album came out. So he was like, he was talking about in the hood, he was scared to death. Like people trying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they kind of used it and painted a picture like,
yeah.
He, you know, so it made it seem like.
He said he that was, then at the time.
When yeah, like on. He was scared of yeah. Puffy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like he knew Puffy was trying to kill him or something like that. And there was a couple other things that came out that people were saying like, you know. And that's the thing with documentaries. Like it's real footage and all of that, but a lot of that stuff. Even if it's something you agree with, there's still an agenda to it or
yeah.
a picture they're trying to paint with the documentary. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what I was going to say. It depends on who made it. Mm-hmm. Like the all them TMZ ones, you could almost go by the title.
Mm-hmm.
The Rise and Fall of Diddy or
mm-hmm.
The Worst of Diddy. You know it's going to be.
The Reckoning.
Yeah, The Reckoning. You know it's going to be mainly. Against Diddy, no matter what's gonna, you know, they have good stuff in it. Or he made good music and all that, but they're still gonna be against him.
Oh, and they can't. They talked about people were wondering about the how did they get the information? I think we got an article on that too about how they got the those last.
Yeah, I put it in there this week.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we'll talk about that a little later.
Yeah.
She also says the Eddie Murphy doc was pretty good, worth a watch. Reminds you of two things. He's done a shit ton of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff I fully forgot about. And he really does stay out the way. One of the few celebs that does. His career is kind of remarkable. And seeing many other stars talk about him really confirmed that. Anyway, let me hurry up and send this before I forget. Signed, Vic. You're still long-winded, long-time listener. Thank you, Vic. Definitely long-time.
She signed it, Vic?
Yeah.
She called herself Vic?
Yeah, Vic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shout out to Vic.
Yeah. If y'all want to email us a long-winded email, djbladeshow@gmail.com. I guess, what did you watch this week?
I didn't watch too much, man. I can't remember anything. I mean, I didn't really watch anything. I haven't caught back up on Mayor of Kingstown. I need to do, like today, after all the recordings today, I will be getting home and sitting in front of the TV. Like I said, I always get sucked into those interviews and stuff like that. So we don't really talk about interviews and stuff like that here. So if I say I didn't watch anything, that means I probably got sucked into a damn video or old movie.
Word. let me see what I watched. I watched a lot of stuff. It's a new show on Apple TV called Pluribus. It's a pretty good show.
What's that about?
So it's about this virus that gets spread across the whole world, mm-hmm. and it makes everyone basically be controlled by one entity. They're like all connected. If you ever watch Rick and Morty, they do something like that with it's an entity called Unity, and she'll like infect everybody in the area, and they'll still be doing stuff independently, like say like everything that you would need to make this city work, mm-hmm. but they will all be controlled by her, and it's kind of like the same thing, except only 13 people in the world on this show, only 13 people in the world did not get infected. They were like immune to it. So I'm talking people like flying planes, like they connected. So like, even though you never flew a plane, mm-hmm. you would be flying a plane, but it really wouldn't be you. It would be the, you know, entity flying the plane.
Okay.
Because they connected, they can do whatever there is to do. And if somebody knows how to do it,
yeah,
all of them know how to do it basically. You know what I'm saying? Speak all the languages and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So you know what I'm saying? So on the show, the entity, all they want to do is make the people that are immune, they want to make them happy. Mm-hmm. And if they lose their temper, it'll like mess up the entity. Like, you got to watch. It's a good show, good acting and all of that. If you ever watched Better Call Saul, one of the lawyers off of Better Call Saul is like the lead actress.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's good. I finally finished C, the show.
How many seasons is that?
It was only three.
I was gonna say about three seasons.
Yeah, it was three seasons. I ain't like the ending.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending.
Is it over?
Like, yeah, it's over.
Did they
over.
Cancel that? Well, not cancel, but
they said. So I was looking to see if they were gonna do a season four, and then I looked, and the writer said they basically told all the story that they wanted to tell. Mm-hmm. So you know, it got to an end point where they thought would be a good end point, and they're not bringing it back. And then I looked, and the last episode was in like 2022 or something like that. So
yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. When was that last season filmed? Put out.
Mm-hmm. Landman. Watching that.
I gotta get back at it.
Mayor of Kingstown. That episode has, because we record on Sunday. They put that episode out on like Sunday evening. So I haven't put that out. I haven't watched that episode yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you still might be an episode ahead of me though.
Probably so.
Cause when I talked about, you talked about the train,
mm-hmm.
that was the last episode at that time.
Okay, and you watched how many since then?
I saw that episode.
Oh, so with
I was caught up.
Okay.
At the time.
So it was another like episode after week. That.
Okay.
Of course, Abbott Elementary. One of my Facebook friends was on that the last episode too. Shout out to her.
Oh, work.
Yeah, she had a scene on that. Finished, huh?
Did you know her before Abbott?
Before her scene on Abbott?
Yeah.
She was on something else. She was on something else too, but we was friends for not too long, but
oh, okay.
A little while after that, she posted that she was on Abbott, so.
That's dope.
Stranger Things. Watch that.
Yeah.
Finish that.
I'm done with it.
But how far did you get?
The season before this.
Oh yeah, this season real good.
Yeah, it got too weird.
I mean, it's a weird show. It starts off weird.
No, it starts off as almost like a Goonies kind of 80s vibe, kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it changed.
Oh, it to me, it kind of led you on into that, though.
It did lead you on. It did. But once it got to like the next season, no, the third season?
Mm-hmm.
Once it got to the third season, it was like, it's totally away from where I wanted it to
be. Super sci-fi. You wanted to be definitely more Goonies.
I wanted Goonies, kids, you know, 80s.
Yeah. I mean, you still got 80s.
Yeah, but 80s, what dimension?
It's another show I watched on Netflix called Owning Manhattan, and it's about a real estate agency in Manhattan. And they be selling like $1 million apartments and all kind of stuff in Manhattan. And
oh wow,
yeah, man, I just love it because just the amounts of money that they be like making on their commission.
I like shows that you know, so like they, you know, they're working around a lot of money with that.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have, you know, the places, you know, the cars and stuff. It's a high-end looking series.
Yeah, it's just like these people like you never heard of, and they buying like $15 and $20 million apartments, and like they buying buildings and stuff like that. People you never heard of, but I like stuff like that. And then the last thing I watched a movie called Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery. You ever watched any of the Knives Out movies?
I watched the first one.
So yeah, I watched the second one. That one had Janelle Monáe in it.
Yeah, I think
it was good.
Yeah,
the third one was pretty. It was. It's real good acting.
Mm-hmm. Look who they got. They always.
Have like everybody in it is like somebody you know.
Yeah,
so it's real good acting and real good. Storytelling or whatever. So that's what I watched this week, man.
Yeah, you'll be watching a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, man. It was cold this week. So what I did was at work, I go and sit out in the car or a truck, turn the heat on, take my iPad, and I'm watching. That's how I watch Stranger Things. I was watching Stranger Things, and then that's how I watched Owner Manhattan too.
Dang.
Yeah.
So do you put like earbuds in?
No, I just have it playing, and then whenever somebody come, I just get out the car.
Man, put some headphones on with that damn iPad. You be in it, like you.
Nah, so I gotta hear. If they call my name over the loudspeaker or something. Okay. So, yeah, that's why I don't do that. Earlier, when we were reading Vic's email, we were talking about the Netflix footage and the unseen footage that 50 got. Michael Oberlies, he was Diddy's longtime personal videographer. He addressed swirling rumors about the Netflix doc. Produced by 50. It says the appearance of this unseen material prompted speculation about its origins. Some suggested it arose from a fee dispute, a contract issue.
Yeah.
Oberlies, however, clarified that the controversy occurred during his temporary absence from work. He emphasized that it was not tied to any contractual disagreement. Speaking to the Rolling Stones, he said, for over 2 years, we have been diligently compiling a project centered around Sean Diddy Combs. The footage in question was not authorized by me or anyone within the rightful channels handling his material. It was instead shared through a third party who temporarily filled in for me while I was out of state. This incident is unrelated to any alleged contract issues or payment disputes. The behavior of those involved reflects poorly on the standard of integrity that every storyteller should uphold. Utilizing footage meant for our project to forge an agenda outside of our own signifies not just ethical breaches, but also disregard for our essential narrative. Yeah, so they were saying that, like, I heard it on the radio that for some reason this guy couldn't be there for, like, the 2 weeks or whatever, and he hired somebody else to do the filming,
and
that person gave the footage to Netflix or Diddy, 50 Cent or whatever. So the initial rumor that he just didn't pay them, and that's how he's saying that was a lie. So,
hey, somebody else got the footage. That's it.
Case closed. Let's see what else happened this week. I ain't gonna talk about that right now.
We'll
talk about deaths. We talk about some people that died.
Yeah.
Peter Green died.
Peter Green, son.
He was in Pulp Fiction. He was a bad guy in The Mask. He also, if you ever watched Training Day, he was the one who got shot. He was the police officer that got shot. And he was like, hey, ambulance time. Guy.
Yeah,
he died. He was only 60 years old.
Only?
Yeah, only 60. That's young.
He kind of looked sick, though.
In this picture right here.
I think he was on drugs. Or got off drugs. I don't know.
Oh, got off drugs and then got sick. You know, Trick Daddy be saying he be smoking that bunk and shit.
What's that? Coke on cigarette?
Oh,
coke
weed.
And weed.
Weed or cigarette, maybe both.
Okay.
But yeah, he said he'll never stop doing it because that's the thing that's keeping him alive. He got lupus.
Yeah.
And he was like, he ain't gonna stop.
I thought he stopped at one time.
Nah, he said he ain't gonna stop. He said he don't take his lupus medicine or nothing.
Damn.
And you ever notice how, like, some people be like, yeah, my grandma smoked cigarettes and ate fried chicken and she lived to be 102.
Yeah.
If she ever would have stopped smoking cigarettes and drinking fried and eating fried chicken and drinking liquor, she might would die. That might have happened to my man, like you said.
That's crazy. I forgot. Because if you look at his, you know, pictures, a lot of them, you know, you could kind of tell a drug face. Like, here go one right here. I'm sorry. I'm just going to show you. I'm not showing that.
You want? You can plug in and show the world. You want to plug in and show the world?
Nah.
Let's show the world. That's a drug face.
Nah, I don't want to swipe past anything I ain't supposed to be on.
Oh, my bad.
Had that on the world.
Oh, yeah. You got it mixed in. You got your work stuff mixed in with your personal life. Yeah. Yeah, he always looked, but he always had like
a paley face.
Because he was the guy on the mask that got the mask.
Yeah,
he got the mask and turned into the mask after Jim Carrey because he was the evil mask.
Yeah,
yeah, he got a little sunken in face a little
like
bit.
He looks sick. Well,
yeah, he might, but we don't want to do like we did Chadwick though. Maybe he was just sick. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
Maybe he was just sick the whole time. Shout out to him though. Could be. Know, we know his movies.
Yeah, he's definitely played a bad guy in every movie he was in.
Yeah,
I like him on Training Day.
Yep.
He took one for the team.
He was Zed. That was nasty in that.
Zed. That was Pulp Fiction?
That was Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, look at the brains on bread.
Nah, I can't remember his name. It's in the article.
Oh. But Zed, the fact that I remember what it was
he's
from.
He's dead. Yeah, exactly. you the big brains.
Yeah, I'm the big brains. You the big brains.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Everything was a bad guy. It was the same guy, same character.
Yep.
On everyone. Not saying it's a bad thing. Sometimes, you know, people write a part for, hey, man, this is perfect for a...
Like Hector.
Hector, yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Hector always played the same person. Another celebrity dip. I guess celebrity, you know the character this person voiced.
Oh, yeah.
Beatrice Picard.
Come on.
Yep. She died at nine. She was 96.
Mama.
Say her. She had a 7-decade career. She was Marge Simpson for 33 years.
Homer, hey, come in the kitchen.
I'm telling you, she was already old.
Yeah, when she started 33. Well, she was 66 when she started doing Marge.
That's kind of. I mean,
I wonder what other voices she did. I wonder, when's the last time she did Marge, though?
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe...
You know, cartoons, they do get new voiceover people.
And sometimes you can't tell, sometimes you can.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Here's a story that you posted in here that I think is interesting. Derrick Groves, you know who that is?
The baseball player?
No, he's one of the guys that... escaped the jail in New Orleans.
He was
the last one out.
Yeah. What's his name?
Derrick Groves.
Oh, I thought you said Derrick Rose.
Okay. Derrick Rose is a basketball player.
Hey, whatever. Basketball, smashketball.
Yeah.
It all got to do with balls.
Foosball.
Forget about it.
So he's been sentenced. Everybody wanted him to stay out and get a job and stay with a girl. And
it was rooting for him.
Rooting for him. Let me tell y'all who you motherfuckers was rooting for. he's been sentenced to 2 life sentences and 100 years in state prison Friday after years of delays in the case.
Yep.
You
wonder why.
So why is he getting 3 life sentences? Because he killed Byron Jackson and Jamar Robinson and injured 2 others when he opened fire on a crowd outside of a Ninth Ward home on Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras Day in 2018. He laughed and smiled as the judge, Dennis Waldron, spoke throughout the sentencing. Waldron said the sentences are to run consecutively.
Yeah.
Not concurrently. The judge called him a fugitive from justice and said he would live a lonely life in state prison. He brought up that Groves' grandmother, Kim Groves, was killed by Lynn Davis, a former New Orleans police officer also serving a life sentence. Said Groves could have honored her life in his life, but that he insisted instead chose violence.
That's crazy. Lock him up.
Yeah, they say young people, the children in this family used to play in parks. they weren't able to do that for months at a time because they were scared that there was going to be some kind of retaliation while Derrick Rose was out on the run. So I just hope that as we move forward, folks realize that there's families on the other side of these cases. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all rooting for this nigga.
Rooting for him. Run, yeah. Run.
Yeah, he got out. And y'all happy and making fucking happy memes and stuff. You goofy motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There's a reason why these niggas was in jail. In the bad, they was in the bad prison too. Wasn't in no good prison.
Shit, he gonna be in like a, he gonna be like, you know how they lock up superheroes or villains and shit now?
Oh yeah, like at,
in the
like,
glass.
Yeah, have him in Arkham Asylum or something.
Yeah, yeah, never gonna break out again. Yeah. It's over. His freedom yeah. In jail is over.
Yep. He probably gonna be 23 hour lockdown all
hell
the time.
Yeah. I know somebody got double life in 75 years.
You know somebody personally?
Young person, too.
Wow.
They probably, I don't even think they 21. Now they had.
How many people they killed?
They were 21.
How many people they killed?
Supposed to be like 3. You know, I don't know if you remember my friend Jazz, his son.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is local?
24. Nah, this is Stana in New York.
Oh, okay. Whew, far away from here.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like 24. 25.
He killed 3 at the same time, or was he like a little serial killer?
Nah, it was, they say he killed one over here on this side of town and then went on this other side of town, killed them, carjacked and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, like, it was stuff like not related?
Possibly could have been related, but we don't know if it was him. Because now they finally got him up for
appeal.
Yeah. So he might not do that full double life in plus 75.
Mm. How long he been in jail?
Probably about 6 years now.
Jeez.
Five years.
So he might not have did it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Some people who may need to be locked up is all these people spreading the measles. South Carolina.
Man, a lot of people been sick around, I've been seeing too.
Mm.
At work, a lot of people coughing.
You cough with the measles?
No, but I'm just saying that a lot of people.
Oh, just sickness going around. Yeah. The measles outbreak in South Carolina is accelerating with no end in sight following Thanksgiving and other large gatherings, state health officials said Wednesday. As of Wednesday, 111 measles cases have been reported in what's known as upstate South Carolina. Oh, so that's up there near Greenville and Spartanburg.
Mm-hmm.
27 of those cases have been reported since Friday. Linda Bell, she's the state epidemiologist. She said this is a significant increase in our cases in a short period of time. She attributed it despite in part to holiday travel and get-togethers as well as low vaccination rates.
That's crazy. I mean, hopefully it ain't come around here.
Yeah, hope it stay up there.
I ain't gonna hope it stays up there, but I hope they get hold of whatever it is that's traveling.
Yeah, the K2 vaccination rate for measles, mumps, and rubella. So you get one shot and it'll vaccinate you for all those things. Said the rate was 90% in the 24-25 school year. But it says you need a 95% level to protect against an outbreak. Ugh.
We don't need no outbreaks.
No, we don't.
We don't.
We don't.
Especially, this is when things, you know, COVID started around once the cold season came, right? That's when it started traveling?
Yeah, so the first case was in like November.
Okay, so yeah.
Yep. Of 2019 that I can remember. Because I remember us talking about it. It was a lady at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the next 2 days, like 9 people at that party were sick, but they didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then by March, it was a whole like shutdown shit. So.
Dang. Yep. That make me want to go and watch Outbreak.
Oh,
did you ever see that with the monkeys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never saw it, but I know what it's about though.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's kind of like how Pluribus is. I can't remember how the virus started, but they basically did it in a lab, and they were researching some shit in the lab.
Yeah.
A lady got bit by a rat, and the rat basically infected the lady. She infected the next person, and by like the end of the scene, everybody in the building had it. And they were basically putting it in shit to spread it throughout the world. And then it spread throughout the world or whatever. So
they show it going through the air conditioned vents.
No, because you don't catch it like that. You catch it with saliva. So they would catch it. So the one woman kissed the guy. He went and kissed the janitor. Then the janitor went, and then you see that, you know, you see them going through or whatever. Then you see the lady. Somebody had bought some donuts and had some donuts on the counter. And you say the lady, she licking all the donuts for like when people come in. And it was a sign that said, grab one, you know, you're welcome or whatever.
What?
Yeah, and that's how, you know, that's one way it spread.
That's crazy.
Yep. You know what? It is a scene where it's a whole bunch of planes flying, and it looks like
don't give it up, man.
Yeah. But I mean, it's in the first episode. But it's a good show, though. It's on Apple TV. It's called Pluribus. You should watch that. Pluribus. But Outbreaks. Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who didn't get a measles vaccine, and, you know, you're going to spread it. I think I got mine. Speaking of spreading, I saw a video of this. I saw a little quick video. Preview unavailable. Hold up. Oh, this is a video? I thought this was an article. But it was about a food delivery driver in Indiana, and she's accused of spraying pepper spray on the bag.
Yeah, it is a video. No, well, it's an article, but it do have
it's a video attached to it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Somebody said that at first, Vandenberg County, they identified the lady. Her name is Courtney Stevenson. She was booked Friday. And faces charges that include consumer product tampering and battery, resulting in moderate bodily injury. So the husband, he noticed that his wife started eating while she was eating. She started choking and gasping. Now, after she had a couple bites of her food, and then they looked in the bag and saw that there was some kind of spray or something. He said the bag had been tampered with, so I pulled up my doorbell camera and saw that the lady who dropped the food off had actually tampered with it on purpose for some reason. And then it's a video that I saw on social media where you see the lady walk up and she like spray something around the bag. At first, people was like, well, maybe she was spraying something to like keep the bugs out or whatever, but
I thought she was spraying. When I first saw the video, I thought she was spraying a dog or something. So I'm like, oh, you know, they're going to get her for spraying the dog. But come to find out, she was spraying the dog. Food bag, which is crazy. I mean,
but I you spray the outside of a bag. Do you think something going? I wouldn't think it would get into the food.
But she must knew something.
Had to.
Oh well, if she sprayed the bag, and the bag is sitting in the same room, you know, like if you had a bag and had pepper spray on it right here and sat in between us, then you know one of us gonna start
eventually it's gonna start coughing.
Yeah. I wonder why though. Do she know the people, or she just was out to get people? Just you know, the stupid kind of.
And like if you, and you don't get this, you don't see. I guess that's the lady right there. Okay, here's the video.
Yeah, look at her. I thought it was a dog then. She was just being a...
Wonder if they didn't, like, tip her good
tip
enough.
Tip her one time or something, yeah. That's what I'm
saying.
Maybe
that's it.
Why? Yeah, it's got to be a why, I think.
But I as a person who's never done it, I wouldn't think that if I sprayed the bag, you get the bag in the house, then it's going to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't think that.
I don't know.
And then I would want the satisfaction of seeing what happens. This is just a job the way you think, you know what I'm saying? You think it's going to cause some damage, and you don't know until it happens.
Yeah. Well, she know it caused damage now.
Yeah, now she damaged in fucking jail.
Hey, it's good for her. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, good for her. They probably won't get no money.
No, they ain't going to get no money. They might get a free order from DoorDash. Well, sorry for your inconvenience, but your next... DoorDash will be free. So
the lady said that she was spraying a spot at the time she dropped out the food.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Sound good. Don't look good though.
Yeah, don't, cause she didn't look, cause she said she was scared of spiders or whatever.
She was leaving. She sprayed it after.
Yep. Yeah. So. Anyway. That was interesting, y'all. I ordered DoorDash to my house. For the first time the other day, too.
What you get? Was it a lot?
What did I get? I ordered some Angry. I didn't want to leave the house because it was cold.
Ooh, I know that was a grip.
Yeah, it was like $35.
I was going to say $30 and up. I know that.
35.
Just that distance, I think it is. That distance.
No, I mean, you know the what you get when you go to angry.
I don't pay too much.
No, I say, what do you get?
Oh, I get shrimp, and chicken wings and fries,
and a drink.
Yeah.
So that combo probably like. That combo is probably like $30. I mean, I'm $20 by itself.
Yeah, it's 20 something.
Yeah, so what I get, I'll get the, that time I didn't get the, I got the combo I normally get, it's like $14. So, yeah.
It's, I think that distance too, though. That distance, far. That shit was cold when it got to you. Ain't no way.
No, it wasn't cold. It ain't that far. Depending on which way you go.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that far, but when I get Angry Chicken, I don't eat in. I take it home anyway.
It wasn't in that fancy box though, right?
They don't do the fancy box no more.
Oh, word?
The last couple times I had it, they haven't had the boxes. I don't think they do the boxes no more.
Oh, they're making that much money?
Maybe they just trying to cut back.
I think they couldn't. It's too many of them.
Oh, you mean it's too many? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have did the fancy boxes anyway.
Them boxes were nice.
They were nice. You can get more food in it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You right.
You get more food in
the
box.
The fries be piled up in there.
Yep. Fries still be piled up, but the stuff be busting out the seams. So they ain't cut back on the fries and stuff.
I had that place. I had ramen for the first time, and it was good, too.
It was good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you say you don't like eggs.
Yep.
Yeah, I like ramen. Ramen is good. Mm-hmm. Ramen and pho. I like pho.
I have pho before.
Yeah. But you never had ramen, real ramen.
Nah, real.
It's a place in Colombia that it's a ramen restaurant. I had it from there. It's good. Yeah.
I know that people are listening. I was like, how the hell you come up with ramen from the damn chicken? They next door to each other.
Yeah. you know who Andy Dick is?
Hey, yo. Yeah, I do. Comedian.
Yeah, comedian. He was wild back in the day.
He was.
This is some wild shit.
And he was on a lot of stuff, too. He was very popular.
Mm-hmm. TMZ obtained video of Andy Dick slumped over cement stairs outside a building in Hollywood in broad daylight Tuesday. He's completely out of it with his signature spectacles lying on the ground in front of him.
His signature spectacles.
Yeah, he always wear them glasses.
I know, but that's funny if you think about that, them glasses.
It's a video of him a few, maybe a week or two ago.
Talk about he like crack?
Could have been that, but he was, somebody was interviewing him and he was sitting outside in Hollywood near the Walk of Fame. Mm.
Did you see the video where he had that overdose?
Nah, tell me about it while I try to pull it up.
Try to pull it up. He was folded over like he had no life in his body. Like he didn't have a spine. Like he was so rolled up in himself. Like it was crazy. And they was trying to, you know, flip him over and, you know, resuscitate him. But it was.
Yeah, he said he don't mind. I think I did see that thing where he said he don't mind using crack.
The good thing about it is, it happened in front of his building or something like that. So they probably know him for like, hey, Andy, get your ass up. Go upstairs, you know. If it was, you know, just a regular homeless guy, they might have just walked by.
Yeah.
See, look at him. He folded
up.
Yeah,
he fucked up. He on that shit.
He out, boy. Gone. He messing up his high by shaking him up.
Yeah. He probably just doing that dope fiend lean. He on crack. You think he on anything else?
Yeah. See the way he was? Man, he wasn't out washing cars or nothing. He was done.
Andy Dick.
That's heroin, too.
Did he used to have his own show or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. He was so popular back in the 90s, early 90s.
He don't look that, you know, what? For somebody who cracked out, he don't look that bad.
He looked
drunk right there.
That looked like heroin or drunk or... It looks something else. It don't look like crack. It looks like something else.
Oh, yeah, of course. He'd probably be on all the drugs.
Yeah, whatever's available that day.
Yeah. He'd probably get a good primo shit, too. Just don't want him to overdose on, like, no fentanyl, because it's out there.
It's in everything,
look at him.
Too.
He's taking a sip of whatever that is. That ain't water.
Definitely not water.
The way he sipped that big
full,
cup of it.
Full glass of it, too. Yeah. Leave him alone. Let's leave him
alone. There you go. There you go, the video.
Look at him, boy.
Slunk, huh?
Wait until they try to flip him over. Like, They couldn't win. They
was my man standing beside him looked homeless too, though. That was standing up there with them damn busted ass shoes.
Forget his shoes. He had them and one shorts on.
Look at these.
All of them look like they homeless. All of them look kind of. That's what it is.
Look, what is that strap? See, oh, how you leave my man slumped back like that, cuz? You supposed to be helping out. Now he going to wake up, his back going to be hurting.
Look
at this dude's shorts, man.
So I know what's
with
up.
With them boots.
Damn, I know what's up.
What?
I know what's up.
What's that?
Yeah, they all hanging out together.
That's all it was.
Ain't nobody was walking by. They all looking.
It was all together.
Yep. It was all together.
Look at this. That's Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew. What he going to say? From the way
he used to be on MTV and all kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. The way he was slumped over, you can tell it was...
Do you remember that time? I don't know. It was on CNN one time. It was they were talking about weed, and it was this guy. And he was talking about, like, you know, they were talking about legalizing weed,
mm-hmm.
and it was a guy on there. He was like supposed to be like some kind of like advocate or expert or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bought on 2 Chainz, and the guy, he was against legalizing weed. And 2 Chainz was like, man, you look like you used to get zooted or whatever, whatever. And he was clowning my man. And the guy was like, real serious. He was like, yeah, I am a recovering addict.
Of weed?
Yeah. I don't know if it was weed, but he's just an addict, period. He was like, I could tell you used to get zooted or whatever. Because 2 Chainz, he was like, he wasn't talking shit to 2 Chainz, but
yeah,
the dude was making some valid points. And 2 Chainz came back with my man saying, you like used to get zooted.
Was he calling him Mr. Chainz?
Nah. I don't know.
They always do that. I hate when they do that shit.
They don't know how to...
Mr. Chainz.
They don't...
Mr. Two.
What should I call you, Mr.?
Call me Deuce. That's what you tell them.
Yeah, this the one right here. I found it, too. He was on Nancy Grace on CNN. Look at him trying to look serious.
How come when
hood niggas get serious, they box their mouth up like that?
And they put glasses on.
He going to court. Yeah. Look at him. Yeah.
Mr. Chainz.
Look at him.
I know she was giving it to
him.
Oh,
it wasn't CNN. It was HLN. I'm sorry, y'all.
I know she was giving it to him.
I can't stand that bitch. You know what made her famous? Nancy Grace.
What, the OJ trial?
Yes, that's what made her famous.
I know.
Yep.
Man, turn this. We up here watching the lips.
Watching lips move. I'm trying to get to the part where it was the guy. He had the guy out there.
Mr. Chainz.
But yeah, they had him on the whole panel. Shout out to 2 Chainz. Titty Boy. Shout out to Titty Boy.
I still ain't forgot him too.
What happened?
He smacked my camera.
He did?
Yeah, man. He did it twice.
Why? You was too close?
Nah, after the second time he smacked the camera, he said because the light was too bright.
Oh, that happened with Rocco one time. We was at the beach and we had the light on the camera. He's like, turn the light down. You know what I'm saying? But he was a little nicer with it.
Man, he smacked my shit. I was like, oh, okay. I thought maybe he was rapping and accidentally hit it. All right, 2 Chainz.
All right, you fuck around and have a chain.
You got to get out of here. And he was stuck in it. You know he was the last car in the whole parking lot?
For real?
Yeah.
What city was this?
Right here.
For real?
Yeah, the Hangout After Dark. That's what it was.
Hangout After Dark.
They parked at the door, and the door was on the side of the building.
Where was Hangout After Dark?
Seekers/...
Oh, the old Seekers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who was the DJ?
Ted. What's that with the 2 J's? DJ Watts.
Okay.
I think Blaze was there too. It was a couple DJs.
Oh, it was one of them.
Yeah, it was a couple DJs. I got footage of it too.
Where?
Yep.
I got footage of this.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Times are rough. And what lets you know people times are rough?
It's Christmas season. A holiday season.
Well, people are stealing SNAP benefits. Woohoo. Four people indicted on SNAP welfare fraud charges in DeSoto, Colorado. Or DeSoto County, I'm sorry. This happened in Mississippi. Four DeSoto County residents have been indicted by a grand jury for allegedly defrauding the state of Mississippi out of more than $96,000 in public assistance funds.
That's a lot of crab legs, man.
That's a lot of crab legs. According to court documents and statements from the district attorney's office, the alleged fraud involved SNAP and other welfare programs. The offenses are said to have occurred between 2020 and 2025. Two of the defendants, Kayla Smith and Sharita Jones, were arrested by the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office on December 11th. Kayla Smith is facing three counts totaling $37,000. Smith is accused of abusing the state's child care payment program. Sharita Jones is facing one count totaling $20,000. She's a former employee of the Mississippi Department of Human Services and is accused of defrauding the SNAP program by misrepresenting her income. Two additional DeSoto County residents were also indicted late Wednesday. Authorities have not released their names. But yeah.
It's nothing new.
It is nothing new.
Just next time, find us, man. We'll buy it. I'll buy it.
Oh, no, the fuck we won't.
I'll buy it.
Nah, I thought that was a federal charge. But I guess not state charge.
I'll buy it, man. Bring it over here. Or just take this list. There you go. Take this list. Go shopping.
Go shopping. I'll pay you for the shopping.
I got you. I even pay for your delivery. Non-DoorDash.
People was mad at one girl one time because her, like, it used to be like, two for a dollar, basically.
Half off? Yeah, it used to be half off.
Yeah.
Then they started getting slick. Quarter. You know, it wasn't even half off no more.
Yeah, so.
For $100, you had to pay $65 or $75.
Yeah, that ain't worth it.
That ain't worth it. I need 50 cents. $50 for $100.
Yeah, so save your little food stamps. But I think if they don't use them, they like lose them. Like they review their case and then they get.
Oh, for real?
I don't know. That's how I do with budgets and stuff. Like, if you don't use all the money, then the next year they're going to go off of what you spent the last year before or something. Like, I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe that's why they, like, you can't, like, if you had $25 saved up, do you, say, like, you was getting $400 and you only spent $375.
And keep doing that?
Do the next year you get, next month you get $400, do you have $425 on there?
Nah, it.
You just re-up the $400.
I tell you this, I've never seen anybody run any any extra over.
Oh, they always go all the way.
Because either they using it up or they selling it.
It ain't no carryover minutes.
I don't know no carry. I don't know anybody that carried over. I'm not saying that they don't, but I wonder
if you ever got snapped, let me know.
Yeah, DJBladeshow
DJBladeshow@gmail.com. I ain't want none of your snaps. He might want some of your snaps, I ain't want no snaps. I just want to know, do they carry over? I just want to know. You know what I'm saying? L, let everybody know they can find you on social media.
Yo, you can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, and you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music Podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show and on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us, DJBladeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Oh, shout out to my little cuz, Young O. He played in a North-South game yesterday. Okay. Went down there and checked him out.
Okay.
Did his thing. You know, got some minutes playing and all of that. Shout out to them. Shout out to South Carolina State, too. National champions. HBCU national champs.
HBCU.
Yep. But that's it for us today, man. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, Al.
And we are out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. Well, have you asked this is the DJ Blaze Show.